Dictation for Donna, D-O-N-N-A-Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, January 2537. Address as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G-P-A-T, 584-0307. Dear Mrs. Manning, consultation for Mrs. Elliott with abnormal kidney function and recently low sodium concentration. She was admitted to Sparrow, Carson City from March 8 to March 10 with low sodium concentration. Briefly was off the HCTC at the time of discharge, went back on same medication, comes accompanied with husband. Most of the information comes from the husband, as apparently patient has prior brain surgery and is not able to provide full history. According to husband, she's been drinking large amount of liquids. Appetite is good. No vomiting, dysphagia. Frequent loose stools, which is chronic without any bleeding. Patient has dentures. No recent infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. No abdominal discomfort or flank pain. Not very physically active. Very unsteady, but no recent falling episode. Uses a walker. Nothing to suggest chest pain palpitations. She's hard of hearing. Denies cough sputum production. She has chronic orthopnea, sleeping in a chair. Has not been using any CPAP machine or sleep apnea. Denies any skin rash. No localized pain. Denies headaches. Denies changes on eyesight. No changes on speech. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, no documented retinopathy, question hypertension in the past, runs now normal low, prior aortic valve replacement, endovascular procedure like 6 years ago, Lansing, no coronary artery disease, they are not aware of congestive heart failure. They deny TIS or a stroke. There is a prior brain surgery, right-sided, with deafness on that area and apparently facial paralysis. No event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. There has been prior gastrointestinal bleeding around the time of aortic valve replacement 6 years ago, requiring blood transfusion, no malignancy. They denied kidney stones, gout, liver disease. Next paragraph, procedure for a brain tumor, Mayo Clinic, about 10 years ago. Complications as indicated above, deafness on the right-sided, facial abnormalities. Aortic valve replacement, bilateral lens implant. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, side effects to Rosefin, Cipro, Bactrin. Next paragraph, medications include calcium, magnesium, HCTC, metformin, Levimir, vitamins, thyroid replacement, lisinopril, Zocor, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight 180, 60 inches tall, uses a walker, blood pressure 140-65 on the left, 140-58 on the left. Excuse me, 140-65 on the right, 140-58 on the left. No respiratory distress, right-sided facial paralysis, anterior wheezes, minor JBD, no carotid bruise, palpable lymph nodes, no arrhythmia, pericardial rash, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, 3+ edema below the knee. She answers yes or no appropriately. Otherwise, follows commands, no respiratory distress. I don't see a skin rash. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, few days ago, March 21st, creatinine 1.5. Potassium improved to 136, sodium improved to 136, normal potassium, bicarbonate in the upper normal, calcium elevated at 11.8. Recent hospital admission. At that time, anemia around 12, normal white blood cell platelet. Off HCTC, creatinine went down to 1.1, 1.07. Urine analysis, no blood, no protein. Over the years, creatinine 1.33 February, 39 GFR. Last year, November 1.3 GFR 40. August 1.2 GFR 44. February 1.21. The last echo, October 2021. Normal ejection fraction, left ventricular hypertrophy, enlargement of the left atrium, the presence of aortic valve without complications. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary, March 8, March 10. Intermittent low sodium concentration, that admission was sodium in the low side improve. Review your records, prior esophagitis and Barrett esophagus. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Hypertension. Diabetes, no symptoms of uremia. We will do a kidney ultrasound post void bladder. Monitor low sodium, back on HCTC. Monitor the use of ACE inhibitors. Monitor medications for potential EPO treatment, secondary hyperparathyroidism, anemia management. Come back with results. Monitor high calcium could be related from HCTC. Further assessment based on new levels, end of dictation,